Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. All right, today I'm talking to Michael, and I just wanted to jump on a call with him to share with everyone just what we're doing in the Vocal Mastery Lab. He has been part of the Vocal Mastery Lab, I believe, was it August?
Yes, it was in August when you first started the Vocal Mastery Lab.
Exactly. So you're one of the founding members. Of course, before that, I ran a masterclass. It was named Masterclass back then, but we had a little bit of a different format. Now we're using an app, but we're going to talk about that in just a second. But why don't you give us a little bit of a background? Well, where do you come from musically? Where you're at? What is it that you want to do? And what are we working on vocally?
Well, I've been singing in a church choir off and on most of my adult life. That's kind of my background is church choirs. And with that, I think my voice, and as far as genre, is more leans more on the classical side. I've never really had formal coaching as far as my voice goes. I just jumped in and did it. Now that I'm retired, I've wanted to spend a little bit of time improving my voice. And one of my goals is to, instead of just being in the choir, do more solo work. And I started out just looking on the internet for instructions and that sort of thing and trying to follow things. And I came across you, and the videos that I saw of you as far as instruction goes, they seem to kind of click with me. Even though you're a soprano and I'm a tenor, the principles apply across the board. And then as I'm going on with some of these videos, I felt that I needed to have somebody at least listen to my voice and help me figure out what I can do to work on different things to improve. And that's kind of how I got into the Vocal Mastery Lab.
Yeah, so we've been working for a while. So I, you know, at this point, I think it is an important thing that whoever you're working with, you have to have this level of trust, because you have to be open to trying out things. And you have to kind of feel like you click with someone, because you mentioned that it kind of clicked with you, because not every teacher and every student will be a good fit, even though, you know, or maybe an excellent teacher, but it just has to be someone that you also can trust, because of course, singing is a very personal thing. I just think it's important to know that not everyone will be for you. And if you find someone that you kind of understand, it's like, oh, I get what they're trying to tell me. The voice is sometimes, it's not easily understood, because it's somewhat vague sometimes how we can describe things, because you can't see it in action. You just kind of have to piece it together by what it feels like and what you know about it, and then try to experiment with it. And, you know, some teachers are more on the side of just feel it and, you know, going through those kind of experiences. And then some teachers are more like very fact-based and science-based. And I think having it all come together, that's kind of the approach I try to take to explain how things work with a voice. But then at the same time, trying to find ways, creative ways, because not everyone works the same way, just to kind of explain, like, this is what it should feel like, drawing parallels between your speaking voice and your singing voice, and you know, finding your natural voice. I think that's very important. Can you talk a little bit about your journey that we've been on in the past few months, finding your natural voice, your placement? What have we worked on? How did you go about, you know, trying to implement what I teach you? What is your routine that you go through daily? Share a little bit about that.
Okay, my daily routine first off, I'll warm up with the vocal checkoff list that you have in the Back to the Basics. And I'm usually using that, and I kind of adapt it to whatever I'm working on. I don't always go through the whole thing where you go through certainly the warm up, but then you do exercises with belting and with the breathy voice and head voice and transitions. If I'm not really working on transitions, I kind of cut it short there. And then I get into what we've been working on and the things that were, and as I'm warming up, I'm also trying to apply those things. And the biggest thing that I've been working on from the beginning is support. Because that's kind of like the basics or the foundation as to what you build on with everything. And then we've been working on placement as well, using the Ave Maria. It has a lot of ahs, which is, again, the vowel that you're kind of using to as kind of a basis. And again, you use the ah and you kind of shape it to different vowels as you go on. That's my understanding. And then phrasing, which is a big thing. And that's also one of the things that I try and work on in my routine. And then I go back to the songs that we will be singing for church. And so that's kind of consists of my routine.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the natural voice part. When we started working, we've been working a lot on trying to have a more forward placement, a little bit brighter. What has been your experience? What has been the challenge in finding it, in even adjusting any of that? Because I know it's really hard. It's a nuance, but it is quite an important nuance. How did that feel to experiment around with it? Like, how did it feel different when you finally achieved a better, like a more forward placement?
When I was singing, I was kind of almost pulling it back, and there was an awful lot of pressure on the vocal cords. As far as feeling with a more forward placement, it's a little bit difficult to describe, but one of the things that you told me that kind of hit it off is to feel it kind of up here. And trying to project the voice in this area.
Forehead, yeah.
Yeah, and that seemed to help. And then as of late, or just recently, we talked about the MRI, and that was really interesting to me too, as far as the voice and the MRI, when the person was singing different ways with different placement. Mm-hmm. That was kind of helpful as well.
So. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's one way we can majorly tweak the actual timbre of the voice that comes out to, you know, sound more free and less strained. I find that a lot of times, especially in choirs, the thing is that you try to create a certain amount of volume so that you have the feeling that you're being heard and you hear yourself among everyone else. That I find that there are a lot of choir singers who just darken their voice in order to achieve more volume, which is, you know, it can quickly be achieved, that perceived more volume. But then, of course, it does put strain on the voice if you're darkening your voice and if that's not your natural way of sounding, actually. And singing in the choir, what do you feel has changed since we've been working together?
Definitely the support and also the placement has changed quite a bit. It's kind of interesting. I've got there are two tenors, or actually three tenors. And the tenor that's been there for a while, I guess you would consider him the lead tenor. He's got a really strong voice, and it's, you know, I was initially trying to kind of compete with him in a way as far as that, and that was bringing out more of a darker kind of thing. And now I don't worry about it. I just do my thing. And as far as improvement, I'm also cantering, and I think that that's really helped me out a lot as far as what we've been talking about, what we've been working on. And I try to apply that as well when I'm cantering.
You know, I think what is easily forgotten is that as a singer, you are a musician. It's not just using your voice, it's also creating music. We talk a lot about phrasing, just economizing your energy to where it's not all distributed evenly throughout the song. You know, it's like there's some heavier parts and some lighter parts, and there's a lot of dynamics going on. And especially in choirs, sometimes what I notice is that in hobby choirs, there's not often a lot of time to work on those details a lot. Right. So that, you know, singing the right pitches, being together, having you know, the same kind of the same vowel. That's important. And there's not a lot of time to invest in nuances such as, you know, having the right shade of the vowel, having those brighter overtones, having that, you know, when the vowels really match within the choir, it just does have a different quality of sound. But that does take a lot of time and, you know, phrasing, tapering off, like nuances and dynamics. That's something that does take a lot of time, especially when it comes to a choir and a lot of people involved. So a lot of times it's just kind of treated as, well, we just have to move on. We just need to get through this song. So we have the pitches in place and the timings in place. And that's just, there's just more to it, you know, and as a, if you want to do more solo work, you will definitely have to start focusing on these things, because otherwise, you know, you will sound very plain if you just focus on singing the right pitch at the right time.
That's actually what I found, was that singing in a choir, and that's what we've been kind of working on, is I was pretty much just trying to project and really not a lot of phrasing. And in the choir, when you've got groups of people, unless they're all kind of phrasing together, and as you were saying, it takes a lot more time because we only practice once a week, and it's mainly just getting the basics, the timing and the pitches, and that's really about it.
Yeah.
So this is really very new to me as far as trying to phrase, and by phrasing, you're making it a little bit more emotive.
Yeah. Well, the main thing to me also about phrasing is that it's easier singable. To me, really, honestly, when I'm in a church and I'm singing the congregational songs, it wears me out if I sing it, just like go through singing the pitches. It makes me very vocally tired. I can't sing it that way. It just bothers me. So, you know, breathing in the right places and cutting that pitch before just a little shorter and lightening it, lifting, those are things, if I don't do them, I feel easily tired vocally. So a lot of the choir vocal strain comes from singing with a lot of weight on all the pitches and never allowing that lightness in there, because of course you want to be heard. Mm-hmm. And that's something, you know, when we work together, we work a lot on that. Don't sit on it too much. Don't just push it. Beauty is more important than just being loud all the time. Right. And especially in the Ave Maria, we've talked about it a lot. It's not a forceful song. You know, it's somewhat tender, actually. You know, it needs to be very subtle and not too much pushing going on. And that's something, of course, we've been working on. That is a difficult song. And we've been working on the Schubert Ave Maria. That is a hard piece. It doesn't sound like it, but just even that first onset, we could talk about that for hours, just that first onset. But let's talk real quick about the format. How do we connect? Just talk a little bit about the app that we use, and like, it has made my life so much easier, and I can stay connected so much more easily. We do have a Facebook group in which anybody can post. Usually on Mondays we have like a performance Monday theme, and people can go live if they want. But the daily back and forth is through the Marco Polo video chat app. So just talk a little bit about how you're using this and how do we connect.
The Marco Polo app, it's very interesting, and I think it works out really well when we're in very different time zones, for one, because you can post it, and then, or I can post it. And what I do is whatever we're working on will maybe a couple of phrases. And for instance, with the Ave Maria, we've been working on the first two phrases. I'll post that. And then Freya will, she picks up on it pretty much that same day, or and comes back with some suggestions and critiques as far, and they're positive critiques, but what to work on to improve. And then I'll repost after I've been working on it for a little bit. And you usually have like Monday through Wednesday where you wish us to post, and because you've got other things going on Thursday and Friday. But that also allows me time to practice and to kind of work on some of the things from Thursday through Sunday. And because of the time difference, I try and post my first thing on my Sunday so that you can pick it up on Monday.
Exactly.
And I think that that works out really, really well. And the other thing about Marco Polo, which is really pretty cool, and this is something different than if you're going to see somebody in person, a coach in person, is you can go back and you can listen to yourself. You can listen to the critique. You can, and there's, I think you can pick things up a lot better. At least to me, it seems like it works out better. So that's a real good thing. And I haven't been real active as of late on the Monday Facebook group, but the Facebook group is really a great thing too. It allows you to put yourself kind of on the spot and perform. And everybody in the group is really, really nice. And there's some really talent in there as well. So it's really good. I really enjoy listening to other people in the group and pick up on things. And Freya will also make comments in the Facebook group that are helpful to not only that individual, but also to everybody else, because we have access to that as well. So this is really a very robust program as far as helping one improve and achieve or work towards goals that they have.
Yeah. What we should add also, what I should add is you mentioned the back to basics. So as a member of the Vocal Mastery Lab, everyone has access to everything that I've ever created. So, you know, for example, I ran the opera class this month and I asked you, would you like to have access to all the materials? And then I gave you access to all the materials, all the classes, the courses that I created for that. You also have access to the online singing school program that I run and the monthly meetings there and like everything that I post in there. Like there's a weekly exercise, there's a Monday mindset post, you know, some interaction if you desire. The Back to Basics course as a resource for exercises, for concepts, for, you know, as kind of a library to go back and refer to when you're working on something specific. That is all included, you know, for everyone who is a part of the Vocal Mastery Lab. That way you know, I can just point you to some resources sometimes and be like, check that out, go through that, work through that lesson, and then, you know, use an exercises. Because I want everyone to have access to all the resources. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Michael. That is going to be helpful for a lot of people who might be on the fence and thinking about joining. Yeah, it's just before the end of this year. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people always have New Year's resolutions. Of course, it's not a, you know, you can get started at any time, but there's something about having a fresh start in the new year and the perspective of really doing something toward that. The truth is, if you keep doing the same thing you have been doing, you're going to get the same result. If you want different results, you're going to have to try something different. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? I don't know. Not really anything bad. You could just maybe decide, maybe that wasn't for me, but worst thing that can happen is that you have a little bit of experience and you have seen something that maybe doesn't work or it does work. And to me, there's nothing to lose in trying to learn something. I think investing in yourself is the best thing you can do because no one can ever take that away from you.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's what I'm trying to do here. And I think it's really a good program.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing. And I will see you soon in the Marco Polo app. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Brian.